here on the New Classical FM. Music from the new album, Baroque for Baby. It saw a digital release earlier this year, but now streaming and available where you enjoy music. It was produced by the beloved Toronto ensemble Tafel Music and features a kid-friendly playlist curated by violinist and mother of two, Christina Zacharias. Tafel Music's core Baroque repertoire has a particular appeal for younger listeners. Catchy dance music with great rhythms, singable melodies, plenty of repetition, and lots of opportunity to showcase the textures and sounds of various wind, string, and plucked instruments. Baroque for Baby includes repertoire from renowned Tafel Music recordings, including music from Telemann, Purcell, Vivaldi, Handel, Monteverdi, Rameau, and Marais, among others. Here with more of the talented musician who put this album together, Christina Zacharias. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's nice to be here.
Why is it important for a baby or a toddler to listen to this music? You're a mother. You also come from the world of classical music. Why do you see it as an important step?
Well, you know, really anytime you see a young child listening to music, it just is so clear how innate it is for them to respond to it. You know, when with my own kids or with other young children, you put on, and really any style of music, but especially something that has rhythm or a beat, and they instantly start to move their bodies and dance. And you just see that music is part of who we are as humans, and that it's just fundamental.
It's sort of surprising to me sometimes. I'll put on music and I'm amazed that kids even know how to dance, but they just see it's part of their DNA. It's just there.
It really is. It really is. In fact, just today, a friend of mine who has a one-year-old sent me a little video of her daughter listening to the playlist. And she did the very thing that I was meaning when I was talking about that, where she just, like, she hears the beat and the knees just start to bend. And it's so adorable and
it
so
is.
Cute. And it's just so basic, you know?
How do you get into the mind of a baby for a project like this? You want to pick the right pieces. Is it science? Is it a gut feeling? How do you decide what to include on this list?
I definitely kind of went with my gut, and my gut told me that music is fun and that kids respond to a lot of different things in music. And so I started with rhythm because I think that's kind of one of the most basic things. But I also tried to find music that showcased the different instruments in our orchestra, for instance. So just in your intro, you played one of the violin concertos that's included on the playlist, and then also a little excerpt from a bassoon concerto. And I've seen, you know, Tafel Music does a lot of educational programming. And so over the years, playing for kids so many times, you really, you know, you have a chance to just look out at the audience and see what happens when suddenly a new instrument is featured. And it can be really interesting how there can be, like, you look out and you see a lot of kind of restless moving about, and then a different instrument that they haven't heard will start to play, and suddenly the attention just zeroes in. So I really just tried to find a really wide range of things to listen to, from like really rhythmic pieces to things that have like a melody that you could kind of sing back or sing along to. And then the different sounds of the different instruments. And, of course, finding anything that has percussion in it also
right.
is always a hit.
Right. Yeah. You're taking me back. I'm reminding the early concerts, seeing, you know, maybe hearing the bassoon for the first time and just being in wonder of that, or even just the triangle.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, absolutely everything. And, you know, it's really interesting. It's sometimes the instruments that they don't even really notice. Like I've seen many times in our concerts where suddenly if there's a lute solo or a harpsichord solo, which tend to be on the quieter end of the music that we play, somehow it's that thing where, like, if somebody whispers to you, you listen more carefully. And so you'll really see how kids will just get drawn in by something that's quiet, the same way they will by something that's really bombastic.
And I suppose it's all about balance when you're putting all this music together. You want to introduce children to different tempos. You want it to flow.
Yes, I tried to find a nice flow, but I also tried to keep a lot of variety. It was interesting when I was kind of in the middle of the process And I spoke casually to somebody about it and said I was putting together a playlist for kids. And they said, oh, so it's going to be a thing of lullabies? And, you know, that idea hadn't even occurred to me. I was like, right. No, definitely not. So I tried to find a nice flow for the playlist as a whole, if you want to listen to it all in one go, kind of like that. But I did just try to go for like a lot of variety. I think kids really respond to that, where like things can change it up pretty fast, and they're happy to go with that.
If you're just joining us, Taffa Music violinist Christina Zacharias is with us, and she's curated the new album, Baroque for Baby. It's available on major streaming and digital music services, taffamusic.org for more info. And there is a bonus track on the album where you actually speak further to the selections. Is that correct?
Yes. They had asked me if I would write a thing about how I made the decisions and how I chose the music. And so I had done that. And then we recorded as a vocal track so that it could be part of the playlist.
So we'll get a little some deep dives into some of your choices and so on. You touched on this a little, but if you envision a parent or a grandparent, looking at a streaming service, they see the album. What does that look like to you as how they actually make use of it?
Well, yeah, I think that could look a lot of different ways. I think for most people, if the idea is that you're going to listen to it with a young child, you're probably not going to listen to all 70 whatever minutes of it all in a row, and
sure,
that's fine. I think there's plenty of variety within any 15 or 20 minute chunk. And then, I mean, certainly what I see in my house is that when something's a hit, you come back to it an awful lot of times. So you sort of see what the child might be the most interested in, and then come back to those ones.
and I would imagine you had a lot to choose from. You went through various recordings through the last decades.
Yeah, I did. And it was a really interesting exercise to go through too, because the programs or the recordings that I was listening to mostly came from programs that we've really done a lot of touring with those particular programs. And so I made a point of just sitting down and listening to the whole recordings, which is something that I do actually extremely rarely.
Right. That's understandable.
But so it was a really interesting thing to do, especially in a lockdown period of life, to really listen through everything. And it brought back so many memories from all over the world of where we played these various programs and the people that played this solo and that solo. And so that was actually really fun for me. And I ended, and so I had started out by like sort of keeping what I thought was going to be a short list of the tracks I might use, which of course ended up being a very, very
long
list.
I was about to say, yes, how do you choose, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I did have to do quite a bit of pruning to my so-called short list.
Yeah. Taffa Music violinist Christina Zacharias has curated the new album, Baroque for Baby. It is available on major streaming and digital music services, taffamusic.org. For more info there, you'll see a banner right at the top of the homepage. Christina, we're going to listen to more of the record now. Thank you for joining us. Congrats on this project. I think it's going to be a real resource for people.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're with the Oasis here on the new Classical FM. That is our look at the arts, Baroque for Baby.